Coach, how you doing?
Hey, Coach.
Who's up first?
Some emotions with the finality of the North Star Cup?
I don't know. I thought it was a good concept, but, you know, to be honest, it never really caught on like we hoped it would. Especially when you got a lot of teams giving up home games and home dates for their fans. And, you know, I think the idea was to really hopefully get the alumni involved and maybe replicate what the old WCHA playoffs was like, but it just never seemed to happen. So I think when everybody got together, it probably just wasn't worth giving up all the home games for so many people. So, you know, we talked about, you know, this summer and this fall, and we elected to, you know what, the 4 years is over, the cycle went through, and we'll just have to do away with it, unfortunately.
I mean, any theories as to why?
No,
I
don't.
Ticket prices?
No, I don't. I don't even know. I couldn't tell you what the ticket prices were. It's not like the old Final Five ticket prices were cheap. You know, the teams have been good, I don't know if everybody's splintering off to new conferences or what was it. We thought this would be a good weekend because it's a weekend before the Super Bowl. It's the NHL All-Star break, so there's not a lot going on this weekend. But you know. Final time, you know, it's four really good teams, and so hopefully we'll get, you know, good attendance for the last one, and it'll be exciting four games of hockey.
You've got Duluth on the schedule through 2022-23. What does it look like for playing other schools like Minnesota State, Bemidji?
Well, I think that we will continue to play. You know, you have to balance out home games and road games, and we add four more Big Ten games next year. You know, but in the near future, you know, we've got a North Dakota on, we've got Duluth on, we've got Mankato on, and we've got St. Cloud on. We also continue to want to hopefully play our tournament. We also want to, and on the occasion, you know, play some different teams too, so you're not playing the same teams each and every year. I think it was really good for guys to go out and, you know, we have a three-year deal with Clarkson St. Lawrence. Though Clarkson comes back next year and St. Lawrence the year after, it was a good trip for our guys to go to those venues. Same thing with our BC Northeastern trip. I think the guys have enjoyed, you know, getting into some spots that they haven't been before, and, you know, we want to continue to try to do that. So we have a lot of good teams on our schedule. It's one of the things you look at our non-conference. I mean, I'd probably argue that our non-conference schedule is as difficult as anybody in the country this year. And, you know, we've been all over from Alaska to Boston to New York. I think it makes us a better team. And we're going to have two more really good non-conference games here this weekend.
What is it, Don, that's making Duluth so good this year, do you think?
Well, they're a veteran team. I mean, they have four senior defensemen, and, you know, it seems like some of those guys have been around for 8 years, not just four. And they've been really good the last number of years. I mean, they were a goal away from the Frozen Four a year ago. They're the, you know, based on what I've seen, you know, as good as any team in the country, deserving of their number one ranking. And, I mean, you just look that veteran. They skate well, and it's, like I said, it's not obviously four senior defensemen on anybody's team at this point. So they have a nice mix of speed and size and skill, and they're the type of team they don't rely on one, you know, line or to score. But I think that really the strength of their team, they just don't give up much. I mean, 5-on-5, they barely give up over a goal a game, and when you do that, you're going to win a lot of games.
It seems your team's had a lot of challenges against Duluth lately. I believe they've won six in a row. Why do you think that's the case?
Well, they've been good. I mean, when you look at our scores, we just haven't scored any goals. And, you know, you get a 0-1 goal, it's very difficult to score. Goals will be difficult to come by again this weekend. So, you know, there's no question they've had our number. But, you know, at the same time, they've been really good the last 3 years too.
How important is it for Rhett Pitlick to get back on track and get more shooting more?
Well, it's something we've talked to him about. We want him shooting. He had a couple, you know, good chances last weekend. And you look back to our Saturday game, you know, we had a lot of good looks that first half of the game. We probably should have been ahead more than we were 2-1, but we just couldn't extend the lead. You know, and hopefully some of those will go in this weekend. But, you know, for us, from here on out, we're scoring enough. When you look at what we've done from an offensive standpoint, the big key for us is going to, you know, can we defend, and are we going to keep that goals against around two in a given game? You know, Eric's played better the second half of the season. He's going to be a real key as we move into the second half of the season. And for us, when we give up two, we're going to have a good chance to win. You start giving up three or four goals, it's difficult to win this time of the year.
I've had a chance to kind of look back at the video for Wisconsin. What did you like about the weekend?
Well, I mean, we had a ton of scoring chances. I think we had 30 scoring chances on Saturday night. I think halfway through the game it was like 16-6 or something like that. So, you know, we we did put it away when we had an opportunity to put it away, and then, you know, we had a 5-minute segment that ultimately cost us the game. And, you know, some of those are just, some were mental mistakes, some were physical mistakes, and you just can't do that, especially on the road. And, you know, we allowed the crowd to get into the game, which, you know, ignited them a little bit too.
You kind of say, like, this weekend, is this kind of feel like more of a home game for you guys?
No, not at all. I mean, it's a neutral site game, and we don't play in a small sheet. And, you know, the XL Center, we've been there as often as anybody else the last few years. So, you know, I was just thinking about that today, that, you know, we're going in there this weekend, and, you know, I don't know when we'll be back in there, because, you know, you had the Final Five to look forward to, or this North Star Cup, so we knew we're going to be in the XL every year. That's not the case moving forward. You know, I think it's very much a neutral site game. The crowd, I think, will be pretty evenly distributed. And like I said, I think there's four really good teams, and anybody could win it.
You've talked about cutting down practice time for these guys. Is that just your experience going on the stretch, or do you have data from Cal on the stretch?
Well, I think it's both. You know, we get feedback from our guys, too. We went about 65 minutes today. School just got going again. We'll monitor it. We'll see how our legs are. I think the guys know the systems. You know, we want to keep battling and doing some things so they stay tuned the way we want them to play. But, you know, you get to this time of the year, and they know how to forecheck. They know how to play in the neutral zone. That part of it's just mental. You have to touch on it a little bit. But we want to continue to have pace at our practice. And we want to make sure that the guys have good legs for Friday, because we've all played enough sports, and there's been games where, you know, your team goes into a game and they're sluggish and they just don't have any legs. And we want to do everything we can to guard them to make sure they have good legs on the weekend. I thought we skated well last weekend. I think that since we've come back after Christmas, we've had pretty much continuous good practices, which is always, at least it makes the coach feel better. And so we're doing everything we can to keep them fresh. Now, that doesn't mean every practice is going to be 60 minutes or 70 minutes, but as much as we can, you know, that way they can stay out and we can work on some things after practice individually too.
With the team having some struggles against in-state teams over the last few years, is there a little extra maybe eagerness in the locker room to get some of those?
I don't know. I look at it. I mean, we've got two more non-conference games. And, you know, the reality is today, I mean, the most important thing is our Big Ten conference. It's important of playing good opponents non-conference and try to build up your resume for the end of the year. You know, we've done a good job with that, and we have one more weekend to do it. That's what's important. It was important to beat Boston College. It's important to win this game, you know. So it doesn't really matter who you play as much as, I mean, you have an opportunity to play good quality opponents and help yourself.
All good?
Okay.
Thank you, Coach.
Yep.
Anyone? You get up for UMD more than, you know, say, a Penn State or, you know, anybody else?
Yeah, I mean, it's another game, but obviously in-state rival, you got to, you know, you mark a little bit on the calendar like some of our other rivals, but, you know, we just got to treat it as another game and, you know, play some good hockey.
And you know when they have that kind of number one ranking?
Yeah, I mean, college hockey is so the margin between, you know, the best team and even, you know, middle of the pack team is really, you know, it's getting smaller and smaller every year. You know, you look at, I think they lost to Colorado College a couple weeks ago or something like that. And, you know, obviously Duluth's a better team, but on any given night, anyone can beat anyone. So you got to treat it like a normal game and just worry about what we're doing. And, you know, if we play well, I think we're going to have a good shot.
Your coach has talked about puck management as an area to improve, and compared it to a quarterback having to throw away a pass every once in a while. Is that harder to do when you play a team like Duluth?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Obviously, you always want to make a play when you have the puck, but, you know, you got to live to fight another day. You know, a lot of times we like to, you know, pass the puck all the way up the ice where, you know, as the, you know, you can just throw it off the glass and, you know, be a little safer and a little smarter with the puck, especially in certain situations at the end of the game and a period where you really don't want momentum to have a huge swing. Just making a simple play, I think, will help us not only finish out games, but keep momentum kind of on our side a little more than big sways like you saw last series.
Do you sense that's an emphasis in video sessions?
Yeah, just taking care of the puck. I think that's every team. You can't be turning over the puck at this time of year. You got to win, giving up two goals or less. I think you look at our season, and when we give up two goals or less, we win almost every game, if not every game. So that's a big emphasis, and when we get in trouble, it's when we're trying to be a little too cute, making turnovers and just not keeping the game a little simple within ourselves.
I apologize if this has been asked already, but what did the players think about the North?